I went to MU, study engineering. The first day I went there, somebody brought me to science faculty. The author of the book, our late chief, K. Sridhamanna, he was giving a very scientific Buddhist talk at that time. Then when he was sharing all those teaching, I remember, keep on pointing to the forehead here. You know. He said, look into the mind. That time, I don't know what the mind is. I don't know. I haven't really cultivated. So I thought, the mind is inside here. The brain, the memory. So I went back that night. I wait till my the roommate slept. Then around midnight, I wake up, 12 a.m. I decided to sit, to meditate. So I sat. Then he advised us during the talk, look into the mind, point to the forehead. So I look into the mind. Well, that time I science student, my mind very focused, very clear. I want to concentrate on something I cannot. So I was looking into the mind, the brain there. I can't find anything. But all of a sudden, I find a bright spot. Very funny, the bright spot appeared. Then I look at the white spot. I can just look at it, it doesn't run. No. Then very funny is, I become very quiet, very peaceful when I look at it. I was able to relax into it and look at it. Then after that, he said, look inside. I said, I look already. So I decided to give it a push. I went through that one pointer nozzle. Then inside the meditative state, I saw my mind travel out into infinite space. It's just like a spaceship. Go out into infinite space. Then during that moment, the whole consciousness and the mind become very different. No? Then like this one going out. Then all of a sudden the thought came back. No? What is all this? So I decide to withdraw. The first time I experience it, then my mind come back. So to me, all those moments at the most, half an hour, cannot be more than half an hour. But I opened my eye, 4 a.m. My watch said. I have been sitting there 4 hours without me knowing. And I was full of this, what they call inner peace, inner calmness. The mind is like completely absorbed. No thought, nothing. And that state remained for a week. So that time I was telling myself, oh, that is meditation, because I didn't know. So I continue doing it as a uni student until my anapanasati come by itself, until I become very, very good at it. Then I develop metta, everything. So that time I like enlightened, 1975, 76, 77. Until I graduate in 79. That time I like nothing can disturb me. But I didn't know that is still not the free mind. That is still deep absorption. Luckily it's not one pointedness. Not the one that go into one pointedness to do the ekagata and all those things. Mine is full mindfulness, the anapanasati, until it becomes absorbed into it. So that one is they call apana samadhi, means I went in too deep. I went beyond the upachara samadhi until my mind become continuously aware with clarity, but it cannot move on itself. It was so still. Still until my heart here, there is like a cylinder of energy. Nothing can go and disturb it, lightning or what also, no fear, nothing. It's just liang outside like that, but no sound, just like vibrate. Cannot go in, cannot penetrate. That is so still. So I thought that's it. because nothing had disturbed me and full of metta. Then later I met my first teacher, Ajayantra, Master Shen Hua, my refuge. Then only I knew that was not a free mind. That's why I reversed my cultivation into daily mindfulness. Now my teacher, Ajayantra, very good. He said, I teach you the highest meditation. So I was expecting, what is this highest meditation? When he summarized it, I got a shock of my life. He said, we choose aware, every moment, every instant, in the present moment. The moment I heard that, I was shocked. Huh? This is the highest, no? Not all the energy, fuel, absorption, the fantastic meditative mind state that I went through. Then I reflected on it. I investigated on it. Then I realized the four foundations of mindfulness is talking about mindfulness and heedfulness. And what he say is a summary of daily mindfulness. We choose aware, all action, all movement in the present moment. Who can write? Every action, every movement in the present moment. So this is what Sati Sampajana is, daily mindfulness. Then I realized this is the thing that I haven't cultivated. I only cultivate Anapanasati until we went into absorption meditation, Apana Samadhi. I experienced all the piti, sukhang, the what they call absorption, janic factor, everything. Then that time I thought, that's it. But when I came out to work, I realized I still have craving to become a better engineer. I want to study law. I want to do master degree. I want to excel in my career and all those things. Then when you start to go into career, you touch money as well. Then you want to have financial freedom. Then I realize, what is all this? This is craving again, understand? Driving me in a different direction. Then that time, I happened to be married too. Then I got a daughter, Sui, in the year 1918. So what am I supposed to do? I realized this is not the right direction. Then because I didn't meditate so often, then I realized my ability to have that energy that I do under Apana Samadhi slowly, slowly dissipating. So when I met Ajayantra in 19, very funny, 86 until 89, that 3 years, when Kuan Yin came with a message, asked me to move faster, he poured the triple gem onto my hand. That time, the teacher come, the guide come, the book come, everything come, my refuge teacher, Ajayantra, all my guide, during that 3 years. So 86, I met him. When he mentioned that word, I realized this is what I have not done. So I decide to reverse all this, release the absorption Apana Samadhi out into daily mindfulness and do. Then I started doing it. We choose aware, every action, every moment in the present moment. I realized I cannot do it. I was hardly aware even for 5 minutes in a day. Split second, the thought just run off. I need to go back to Anapanasati to fix the thought. To be mindful of in and out breath, then only the thought cannot come out. Means what? I use energy field to suppress it. I go into absorption, Apana Samadhi. And there is not a free mind. That's why the five mental hindrance, when I was meditating in the uni, it's like I don't have the hindrance at all. Like I'm enlightened. Then later on, when I don't meditate so often, I realize the mental hindrance arise, the craving, the desire, all this starts to surface again. That's why I knew straight away that was not the right way. Then I determined to be aware. Then my teacher Ajayantra asked, I remember, he said, Who want to promise to develop this, the highest meditation? So I straight away, without hesitation, put up my hand. There was another guy that followed me, I don't know who he is. Then he looked at the two of us, he smiled and said, "You promised the Buddha, not me." You promised the Buddha. You dare to go against your promise. That's why I determined to be aware. Within 2 weeks, the sati came. I just maintained my awareness at the heart. The sati came. That's how I developed the ability to be at the heart area, no longer at the forehead. Then when this one developed, I reached a period where my this chest area, the energy was so strong, or the mindfulness, the awareness, until the mind become aware by itself. Then I realized, this is what I heard before. You take care of my mind, take care of you. Because the awareness was here until every moment was aware or not, aware, aware, aware. Inside there, aware, aware, aware. By itself is aware or not. That's why you must determine to be aware from inside. Then this one become aware. Then actually, I was lucky because I have a vow that enable me to have the causes and conditions to understand the highest teaching at any one time when my nature arises. And because of that, my last guide came in 1989. After I have understood the Dhamma, after I connect, he came. I refused to see him. There were conditions, 6 times I refused to see him. Then after the 6th time, I was telling myself, who is this guy? How come like that? Normally, 2 or 3, I will see already. I know his memory. So I say, okay, I don't know who he is. Because the condition keep on manifesting. I say, okay, I will see him. And then when I met him, I knew why. Because he cut short my training, my cultivation, by at least 10 to 15 years. He very different, but he know where the gateway is. That's the only thing I need from him. And the rest is history. A lot of things happened. The moment I met him, he held my hand, he knew. My mindfulness, my awareness, he knew. He said, "You are very good," he said. "Very few people can have this type of mindfulness and awareness." He used the word awareness. He don't like the word mindfulness. He is the one that told me, "I don't know what this Buddhist teaching is all about. Awareness, where got mind on, is it?" And they go and coin the word mindfulness. When you have mind, it's the mundane mind, understand? No? You say awareness, where got mind? Aware means aware. That's why later on I contemplated, I have to explain to him why Buddhists use the word mind. I said mind in fullness, ma. You understand not? In fullness means no thought, understand not? You fully aware. Not mind in fullness, full of thought, that is heedless, understand not? Then he said, if that is the meaning, then don't use that word. Awareness, he said, aware, finish. So from there onward, everything just fall into place. Then it becomes history. Okay? So because of that, I connect to my past. I inherited from my karmic nature initially, then later on my spiritual nature. Then when all this understanding come back to me, I realize a lot of things that I understand is not from this life. This life I never learned on. That's why after 1986, Kuan Yin's message, 2008, Maitreya came and invited me very courteous way, requested me, "Qing ni ba zheng fa chuan xia qi." If you want to know more, read the blue book, Bodhisattva Way, yeah? It's inside there. I describe it, how it happened and all those things, very beautiful. Then That's how I end up teaching all these things. Yeah. Otherwise, all these teachings cannot come out. Yeah. Because of that request and the condition.